I'd like to share with you on this week's Parsha Mishpotim, something very nice from the Rebbe's father, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Zatzal. Everything in the Torah, every number, is of course exact, and there's a reason behind it. In the end of this week's Parsha, we have that Moshe was on the mountain receiving the first Luchos, 40 days and 40 nights. He learned the entire Torah with him as he brings down the Medrash, 40 days and 40 nights. So the question is, what's the meaning of the number 40? We spoke many, many times. Hashem has four letters in his name, explained Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. These four letters, it says, that Rebbe explains in Torah, in the Kutta Torah, when it says the Pasuk, we had in last week's Parsha, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. That Rebbe explains the Pasuk like this, Anoichi me, I, Hashem, my four letters, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Elekecha, I planted it, this is your powers. Which means, in practical terms, every person can relate to Hashem in four ways. The Yud symbolizes his Etzem HaNeshama. That's called the Yechida. Prinus Chochma. The next Hey is your understanding, Bina. The Vov, third letter of Hashem, symbolizes your six meters, your emotional feelings to Hashem. Your love and your fear and your awe and its offshoots. The final Hey symbolizes your action. Dr. Rebbe explains this in Igeres HaTshuva, Perek Dalet, explains each letter, its design, and how it's hinted to these four letters. And also in Lakuta Torah and Parshas today. In practical terms, it means the Yud symbolizes the essence of a Jew, that's where he has faith. And from there comes Mesiras Nefesh. Like Dr. Rebbe explains in Tanya Perek Yutes, the Hey symbolizes your understanding, Bina. The Yud comes before the Hey. Because if a Jew bases everything on understanding, that's not the true devotion to Hashem. Yeah. The real service to Hashem starts with the Yud, which is the faith, as we'll soon explain. The Vav symbolizes your emotional feelings, your love and fear to Hashem, and the Hey is your action, Maisa B'Poyel, Prinus Malchus. Now here's the interesting thing, explains Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. This Yud, the first letter of Hashem, which symbolizes a person's faith, if it shines through, it permeates all the other letters, which means that not only does a person have faith, but even when he studies and he learns and he tries and he understands, together with his understanding, he has humility. He has that faith in Hashem. And that's why even when he won't understand, he'll still have that anchor, that faith, that Yud, that keeps him in line. Also in your emotional feeling, when a person has love and fear, as explains the Chassidus, sometimes you can be ecstatic and you can get carried away. You could think you become a zealot or something. And only if you're rooted with the Yud, which means you have the proper faith in Hashem, you have the humility that my feelings is my feelings, but then I always have to see if I'm doing the proper thing, how I act upon my feelings, if it's in accordance with Hashem's will. And that's the Yud that shines into your emotional feeling. And then, of course, your action, what you do, everything, always you do it with full faith in Hashem. So explains the Chassidus, when that letter Yud permeates your entire body, every part of you, your essence, of course, which you have faith in Hashem, even your understanding, your feelings, your action, everything is rooted, and the source of everything has the flavor of faith. Then that's the proper way how a person should serve Hashem. Now explains Rabbi Yitzchak so beautiful. Yud adds up to 10. So you have the Yud for your essence, but when it shines into the Hay, you have another 10. It shines into your emotional feeling, into the Vav, that's another 10. Shines into your action. You have 4 times 10. 4 times 10 is Yud. 4 times 10 is 4 times Yud is 40. And that's the 40 days of why Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain to teach a Jew. You should serve Hashem. Of course, Hashem wants you to understand. Hashem wants you to have an emotional feeling. And of course, we have to do the mitzvahs. But it all should be rooted and anchored, and the foundation of everything should be that yud. And that should shine through in all your levels. Not going into it now, but in short, these four yuds is known in Kabbalistic and Hasidic teachings as Shem Ab. Ab adds up to 72. I'm going to show you now a chart of different ways of how you make the letters of Hashem, which is called the Milui. And it's all referring to this idea. So if you look over here, you see you have Shem Ab, 72. Look over here. You have Yud, K, Vov, K. All of them, this is called the Milui, how it reveals itself. Yud, Vov, Dalet is 20. Hey, Yud is 15. Vov, Yud, Vov is 22. Hey, Yud is another 15. Together, it's 72. But look, the interesting thing is, you have four times the letter Yud. Yud, and at the Hey, the Vov, and the Hey, you have four times the letter Yud, which is adds up to 40. That's called, in Kabbalistic terms, the code, so to say, of Shem Ab is what? Four times the Yud. You're going to, each letter, you're going to fill up the Milui with the letter Yud, symbolizing that the Yud, the foundation of Hashem, the first letter of God, permeates you entirely in all your levels. And this is the reason why Hashem made one of the hints what the Torah was given 40 days and 40 nights to symbolize. Everything should we do should be permeated with that Yud Pnis Chochma, the faith in Hashem.